This year is being sponsored by Radova Tesla, Zechan Nishmois, Biyam and Moshe, Avram, Lev, and Tzvi, the children of David Alevi Hafner. A maisa happened in the yeshiva. The cleaning person of the yeshiva, the guy that cleans up. You know, sometimes, those who remember yeshiva days, sometimes the guy and the cleaning help in the house, they came like members of the faculty. They came friendly, they spoke Yiddish, they knew a lot of things. Reminds a story once, remember Jeff? Yeah, Jeff was doing a painting job by somebody's house. He used to paint also. So he told the guy, he says, you know, you're missing a mezuzah. He says, you're missing a mezuzah. He says, you don't believe the answer at my first. It's a true story. So the guy calls down, calls me down, he says, I want you to look over here. Jeff says, it's a problem. So I go down. I said, he's right, Jeff is right. It's a true story. He was missing a mezuzah.
Where's Jeff from? Where's
Jeff? It was a Shra, tells yeshiva. Shra, tells yeshiva. By the way. So anyway, this guy was a clean the dormitory in a certain yeshiva, and he said, Masir Lefitumai. Today I had an opportunity to become a big mitzvah. This is what the guy says. Today I had a kind of big mitzvah. What happened? When I was cleaning up one of the rooms in the dormitory, I saw the mezuzah on the floor. I saw it on the floor. I picked up mezuzahs and gave it two kisses. And then I nailed it back into its place. Like it was beforehand. No? They asked him, which room was it? Which room did your mezuzah fall down? He says, I don't remember. I remember. And this dormitory has 60 rooms. Huh? So anyway. So, that's 60 rooms. And now the shaila is, the guy was said his kibbeh mezuzah. Do you have to take down all the mezuzahs and put it up again? Because again, are they strong? Another shaila is, maybe the guy's not Neman. Maybe he's not Neman. He's not Neman on other things. Why should he be Neman here also? Who says it never happened? Maybe he's trying to say he's a great guy. Mezuzah never fell down. If a mezuzah is kavua, it's kavai denachri. If it helps or not. A guy puts up a mezuzah. Let's say, for instance, sometimes you have a guy that's painting in a house, a non-Jewish painter. Comes to the house, he sees mezuzah, he's worked a bunch of times at Jewish homes, he knows there's something very important to a Jew, so he takes down mezuzah, when he finishes work, he puts back up the mezuzah. It's nothing uncommon. So, if a guy puts up mezuzah, is it okay or not? It's a machoikis in the paiskim. That's a different shayla. It's a whole machoikis. It's a piskachuba. It's a whole machoikis. We'll talk about it. Now's not the place. So, the Pesachuva on it with the Das Kedoshim, the Kamashitas on it. No, it won't be telling that. So anyway, so the Machoikas HaPaiskim, in Shas Tachuas Mashag in Yerdeya Seif Simon and Zion, he says, if a guy is Kaveya, mezuzah is kosher. You don't have to take it down. Why? The Ikki should be mezuzah there. As long as mezuzah is kosher, the mezuzah has to be out of mezuzah's Beitecha. You don't need Lishma. And the same thing speaks out of the Das Kedoshim, in your idea, Simesh Petes, Enesiv Konalev, and Sainten Muchal for Chumar Ramshik, in Archayim, Simon Tezvav, and Sainten is Mashma, in the Sefer, Kvias Mezuzah Kochosai, in Perik Yud Gimel, Haar 17. He also holds, he doesn't need the Shema, if a guy puts it up, as long as he puts it in the right place, it's kosher, it's okay. 1 second. However, Digdubi Hegdish, and Simon Resh Petas and the Sifkan Petas, that putting up a mezuzah you need lishma. Ask for lishma. And the guy in the cotton, labne shmahim. And maybe it's not a good kvias. and Sandin speaks out in the Sefer Migdash Ma'at and Sifkon Beis and Sefer Ibchan Kanevsky in the Sefer Mezuzah Pesecha and Reish Petes Sifkon Beis and same things Medayik in Shas Tshuva Tzel Chochma Chelik Beis Simnun Dalet Sifkon Tezvav. He quotes, he's Medayik from that Nechsam Sefer also. So Medina, let's say for instance when Shaila comes up, the stone we say someone's going to kavei mezuzah, it's better Yisrael should take it off and put it back on to Yitzchak Haladeus. However, here there's a straw to be made, and you don't have to put up the mezuzah again. Kavei again. Why? Because over here there's a sfeikah. Why? Because each cheder, each room, the suffix, did this mezuzah fall down or not? So there's a suffix if a guy was kaveya or not. And maybe the halach is like the paiskim that hold that meko that a guy could be kaveya. But there's no svar to say that we go by the right mezuzahs. Someone say what the b'shishim or you go by the right or something like that. You don't say why? Because kol kavua kemechsa mechsa dami. It's a mokum kavua. So you don't say you go by the right. However, there happens to be an interesting primigodim. Primigodim says in Arachayim, Simon Reshain Gimel, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Eshla Avram, in Sifkot Yigimel, the end of Sifkot Yigimel, he says, whenever there's a sveika, if you could be misakid the cow without a ticha, without a ticha meruba, you should be misakid, you should be semech on the sveika, and you should not be semech on the sveika. So here it's easier in the dormitory. Tell each bach in each room to take off and put it back up. You have to do all 6 years, so it takes a long time. You tell each bach in each room, take down and put it back up again. Without a bracha. And that's it. So maybe it's not, you could do it, it's not a straight shaker. However, you could say kimeka from a different reason. Who says you have to believe the guy? Who says mezuzah fell down? And he picked it up and was talking. Maybe he didn't do it. And there's a chesed kashis that all the mezuzahs that are mehudikim kaima, ahudikim kaima. You see mezuzahs shaking and so on. And it never fell off. So Medina, you don't have to believe the guy mitzad this. So Medina, the psak is that you don't have to be chayzer kaveya. However, if it's an easy thing to be done, you can ask each room, the one who lives in that room, he should just take him be kaveya again without a bracha and to cover his bases from all sides.
The bracha is least called mezuzah, right?
Yeah.
I should have shown it. Sounds like the mitzvah is to kovei the mezuzah.
Right.
So how do you come up with it so that you don't have to kovei? You just have to be there. So this is not all mitzvahs mezuzah.
It's yeah, kovei mezuzah should stay there. Mezuzah should stay there. Kvi is putting up, right?
Right. So it's
kvi is now is putting up.
Kovei
it. Kvi is now putting. It should stay. The mezuzah should be there.
But they should still be putting it up.
Yeah, but still, there's a mitzvah putting up. But the mitzvah, if it's not makif, if it's say someone else does, as long as it's there, then it should be okay. That's the machlekes. You need lishma for that for the part of bracha not.
Why wouldn't the bracha be all mitzvahs and mezuzah then? If that it was just it
that's how they were
talking it. Those who are meiko, is that lechatchila too?
The ones who are meiko to tell a guy al pidin it's okay. Even lechatchila be okay. Kohen Gadol shitas like the whole that you don't need lishma. You can have a guy to. It's like you bring up a sukkah. You can have a chatchila. Kohen Gadol shitas the whole, a micah, same thing. Yeah.
You don't even
know
Omar
Gav. Huh?
You don't even
know Omar. You don't know Omar Gav, no. Okay. All right. Next case. What? Yeah, yeah. You have to show him. You have to make sure he does it properly. He has to put it in the right place. It has to be the right direction, or, you know, and so on.
Same thing by Sukkah.
Yeah, I just said. Same thing by Sukkah. Same thing by Sukkah. All right. Another interesting Shaila. There was a person who prints information. He evaluates companies, the people who run the company, the employees in the company, if it's a good company or not. And then afterwards, he's mafasim it. I guess there are newspapers, business papers out there, the websites that make a panasa from this. So the mafasim, this ASIC is a good ASIC, and the workers are good workers, and it's easy to work with them, and so on. And of course, the people who are being advertised pay for this because they get a nice piece and get nice public publicity, and many people buy from them. And but this person who does this gathers information and prints and so on. He makes once a year the most popular company, the most popular executives and so on. He made it once a year. He's in front. Like they have, you know, I think Time Magazine, they still have it once a year. Man of the Year. So they have company. What?
Person of the Year now.
Person of the Year, okay. Like no more man anymore, okay. Person of the Year. So, also, so that. So he wishes the most popular, famous company that you should help, that you should do business with. And he's going to fast in that. And with that, he gets a lot of piercing. This, and he makes it like, not a gun, but he starts thinking which is the best one. And he found out this year, the company, the most popular and famous company that the person people should do business with is a Gaisha company. And he's going to fast in them. The purpose that, and it's a Shabbat, he says, Mises, what's going on in the company, of the employees and so on. This is the most famous company that deserves to be publicized in the Barabim. Before he came to print, he already chose a guy that this time a guy was Zaycha. So he started thinking, maybe I can't do such a thing. Maybe I'm either an Issa Daraisa of Leisachonim. What's this of Leisachonim? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We learn three things. It's an Issa Leisachonim. Leisita Mechaniyat Kaka. You're not allowed to let them own land in Eretz Yisrael. We have Issa. If a guy wants to buy a piece of property in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sell to him. Leisachonim. Issa Daraisa Leisachonim. Leisita Mechaniyat Kaka. That's one Issa. By the way, I think it's true, in the Yetzer Medina that they sold, Arab sold a piece of land to a Yid, and they killed him. That was the Chanan the other way around. I saw the other way around. But anyway, we don't kill them. We don't believe in that, okay? That's for, yeah. No, not kill for this reason. So, like the Chanan, so it's guy shouldn't give a Chanan his cock in his soul. Another reason, a lot of things we learn from Leisachonim, the Gemara says, you should not give him presents for no reason whatsoever. You have no benefit from him. And we learn, so God matnas chinam, to give him presents, there's no issue, because the guy is paying for this piercing. But the Shaila, if you stop his shvacha shalakum, that you're not allowed to. And the Rambam speaks out, Lichas Avodah Zarah, Perikud Alach Adalit. This is Russian. Lichain Asa Sape B'Shvacham. It's Asa to Misape Shvacham of a guy. Afil Leimer Kamenoi V'Yicham Zeb Tzirasei. How nice this person looks. Kavachayma Sheisape B'Shvach Maisav. To say that what he called, his work is great work. He does work and he does good inventions and so on. You're not allowed to. Or Sheichav Avarem. Or something they say, something special. Say, you b'chaver what they're doing, you're not allowed to. Shenema, leisachonim, leisilihia, leamchein beinecha. Shegayim, cause, why you're not allowed to? Shegayim, it causes leitavik imai. Because you get closer to him. We'll learn with ma'isim, rabbi, you learn from his bad ma'isim. That's the Lashon Rambam. And same thing Rambam says again, in Sefer HaMitzvot, leisasa la'nun. And same thing speaks out to b'chaver, in your day on Kufnun Aleph Sif Yudalid, and he mechabes Maisif on the Rambam, and he says Avo im mechaven b'shvachai lahaydes a kosh bacho, but let's say he's mechaven to be meider to meider to Rabbi Nisham Shabbat b'yinar kazu, the Vash created such a beautiful creature like this, then it's muta, and sending speaks out to mechaba in Chashim Mishpat in Siman Resh Mentesiv Beis. So feed this Arach, this person who runs this magazine with the information and so on, he has this year, he should get a Yid. He should find a Yid to take that, to Shibim Fasim. She should not be over Israel like Sechanim. That was his question. So the answer was, the Gemara says, in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Gemara brings down, a Meisah, Peldig a Meisah, with a guy. What was the Meisah? I'll quote the Gemara. Shalos, Reb Lazer, Reb Eliezer. The Yisrael Lozen Ad Heichin Kivir Avim. How far? This is a sugya of Kivir Avim. How far goes the Mitzvah Kivir Avim? So Amolahem, somebody has it told the people who asked him. So Ma'asa Avir Chav Mechad La'Avir Ba'Ashkelon. Look at what one guy did to his father in Ashkelon. The Dama Ben Nesina Shemai. His name was Dama Ben Nesina. Bikshu Mimenu Chachamim Avonim La'Efet. Bishishim Yivitzcha. They wanted to buy the stones for the Efet. And they wanted to pay 600,000 gold coins. Rav Kahneman said, no. Bishmoyne Riboy. Want to pay 800,000 gold coins. The father was sleeping, and the keys to get to the stones were under the pillow. They didn't. He didn't want to wake up his father. Like Sirai, and he lost his big business deal. The Shana Cheres came the next year. The boy should pay back this guy. What happened? Shana de la Paraduma. The Paraduma was born to him. The Edrei in his field. The Chacham Yisrael went to him, Amalahem. They told to the guy. Yeah, the guy told them, told the Chachamim. Yedeyani b'chem sheni envakish b'chem b'kom ha-mashayilam. Whatever price I give, you have no choice. You need the paraduma. Whatever price I ask, you're going to pay. At the nice thing, we. Ela, ein ani envakish b'chem el oisim ha-mashayati b'shvil kovid abba. I don't want to make any more, not a dime more. Not a penny more. What I lost when I with the Avner Eifert, whatever I lost over there, I want to make up with the Paraduma, and that's it. So you see from the Gemara, Damasino is a guy, and you see the Chayy Hakim Mishabech the guy. The Chayy is Yisrael Lechani. The Gemara has a whole story. How Shabech a guy? How is he? Didn't wake up his father, and how nice he was. He could have charged more money. What a man the person was. And why is the Issa Leitzachonim? Them said this Kasha, Leitzachonim, is not only on this case. Kasha is on several other cases. Five other cases I have that Kasha is. The Gemara and Brachas, Daf Chesom Abeis, brings down Omar Arakiva, Bishloishadram, Oyvan Yisavidyanim. There are three things I like the people from Modai. And what country is Modai today? No, it's this person, no? Modai, the Modai. So, wherever they are, Shechaitz Rabasa, when they cut meat, and Chaitzim al Shulchan, they only cut meat on a table. Kishenoshkim, when they kiss each other, and Noshkim el Ayat, they kiss on the hand. So Rashi speaks out, Derech Hashivus ibn Arayk, as Hashivus ibn Arayk. And she writes him, and when they talk, want to talk out private things to each other, and Yaitzim el Basada. The only eyes in the field. And Rashi speaks out, the army inche is nine of kaisel. If you speak inside a house, this is nine of kaisel. Today, you know, you have these bugs and so on. There's no privacy anymore. No privacy anymore. And today, they have these things that fly in the air. You probably can't in the field anymore even. What is it again?
Drones.
Drones. They have drones everywhere. But that time, they have drones. So you see, it's a roar from the Gemara. So, one second. That's what Reb Kiva said. Amar Gamliel. He wants us further. Amar Gamliel. Bishlash Yedvarim with three things. And the Ayavits are Pasayim. The people from Pasayim. That Pasayim is, those are Persians, okay? That's Iranians, right? Yeah. Persians. Hench Noim Be'ichlasam. When they eat Betznias. I guess they eat Betznias in the street, you know, they eat Betznias. That's Noim Be'ichlasam. When the Beis Akiva said that Snurim. With Snurim Dovah Acha, because Rashi speaks out, Tashish means when they're together with their wives, they're together with Sneas. This is the Gemara. So you see the Tanayim, the Gamil, the Kiva, the Mashabeh Goyim, the Chariz Israelites, the Chonim, the Sitan Lam Chain. Another Kasha. The Gemara on Shabbos, Lama Gimelo and Beis. Pasach of Yehuda, the Oma. Kama noi maiser shel Uma zu. He's talking about the Romans. How nice is this Uma, this nation of the Romans? Tiknashrakim, they built streets, built the Tiknashrakim, they built bridges. Tikum achatzeres, they made a lot of bathhouses. so that the Yidden could enjoy it. In order to make things easier for them. You don't have to climb a bridge, you don't have to climb, go to a boat across, you go over a bridge. Makes things life easier. So here's the Vilna Gaon over there on that Gemara. The Vilna Gaon has a pirush on Sefer Brachos, Sefer Shabbos, if you don't know. So Gaon has on Sefer Shabbos, he has a kasha. What's going on over there? How could you praise the Romans? That's what he has. Another kasha is from a Rambam. The Rambam says it shows the truest paradar. Besides all everything else, all around, he wrote a true sefer. The true sefer is called Peradar, Saif Sim and Kuf Mem Gimel. He speaks about Aristotle, the famous Aristotle, the big philosopher. Aristotle was a guy. So he writes on Aristotle. He was the Tachlis of Das Adam. The highest degree of intelligence shaykh in the world from Briyas Olam, that was Aristotle. There was no one bigger than him. In smartness. He's Meshabechim. Except, he says, so on. This is his Losha. Misha Nishba Aleim Shefa Aleki Hachi Yesigo Al Mitzvah Zanavua Asher Ein Milo Mimena. Less so as Navua, that's a higher level. Navua is a higher level than the Chochma Aristotle. He wants to say, what's Navua? Aristotle just came just below Navua. And Nevuah is a step higher. And that's the highest level of Chochmah. That the Baruch is special, Nevuah, to certain people. So you see the Rambam is Meshabeach Aristotle. What's going on over here? What's it is to like the Chanem? Another Kasha. Fifth Kasha. We see Chachmah Yom Yisraelam, the Mechadish inventions. They make inventions. In physics, education, in chemistry, in finance, in commerce, and so on, that people the Mechadish with new ideas. You know, you have the Nobel Peace Prizes. Nobel Prizes go for all different type of inventions and so on. People get it. We and the whole world is Meshabeach them. Comes to medical things, in Yanei Fuah, that people make inventions or do certain type of surgeries and so on, Meshabeach them. You want to go to a good doctor. You need a certain surgeon. So you go ask around, and people tell you, "No, this doctor who's a guy. He's a top surgeon in this field." Hakim Shabech. What are you doing? This is like the Chanim. 1 second. Sixth kasha. Sometimes you have Pailam Nachrim. You have workers who are goyim, and they're good workers. You praise them. You know, John, you're doing a great job. Or you hear a guy say, nice Joshua, you had a lecture, and there's a guy saying a Joshua, you clap afterwards. Sports people, good baseball player, top baseball player, or football player, hockey player, what? Tell me other things, what other things are, whatever it is. Huh? Basketball, all these types of soccer games, great player. What do Haki say? They're goyim. Most of the time they're goyim, I understand, right? Yeah. So, Haki Meshabech them. The Chai is the Issa, the Reis, the Lai, the Chonim. So, these are the six kashas.
There's a bracha,
by the way.
There's a bracha to make on a goy with...
We're talking about Shavach now. We're talking about Meshabech. Bracha is something else.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know how smart he is.
Huh? Okay, Chachma, 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 yeah, right. Yeah, but here we're talking about Shabeach. Talking about Shabeach.
In that bracha, may Shabeach them?
Maybe. So how can you say bracha? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, it's the same kasha, okay. Right. Huh? We're talking only Yemes. Who's going to talk on Sheker? Huh? But what do you do? Tell us the Leitz HaChanim, I see them chayim, because you might learn Leitz HaMarayim. Alright. There's a tshuva in Tzitzel Yeza, in Chelek Tezvav, Simen Zayin. He addresses so many issues. And he says, and he wants to say a chiddush. He says, it's mashma from the Rambam, in Yad HaChazaka, and Sefer Mitzvah that we mentioned before, and since in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah, Tav Chof Aleph. He says, only talking, only by Nachritz Adar Vadazara. Because what's the reason? Shema Yimod Mimaisav. I was Tamagoy. It was not Adar Vadazara. So, man, there's no Issa. So today we assume that 99% are not real undivided deserves today, meaning are the same Yedayim, so maybe it's okay. That's one Tertzi. That's what Tertzi says. I saw in the Torah Tamima, in Parsha Eschanim, in Perek Zayin, Sifkot Nahal, Sifkot Beis, he comes to a different Chiddush. Why all these things are Mutter? He says, because it's only this is only said by Shiva Umois, only by Zayim Umois, well, not by Sha'amim. So Mela today, there's no you don't know who Zayin Umois, and Mela, this is not negated at all. That's what that's two truths that they say. However, let me finish. However, the Nishmas Avram in Yerdeya Kuftan Nun Alaf Sifkan Nalaf, he brings on Rav Shlomo Zalman, argues on Tzitzeliezer. He quotes the Tzitzeliezer and he argues on him. He says, what's different than Chiyuk? We learn from the same pasuk. Also, we learn you shouldn't let them Chaniya Bekaka. And we know, and the Chaniya Bekaka, you shouldn't sell a piece of land to a guy that's a soul. And it's the gay, even Stam Nochri, even not about the Zohar now, we know for sure, not the Zohar. In fact, the Chazonish writes, in Hechashvias, Simich of Dalot, Sivkon Aleph, one of the reasons the Chazonish is against Hetta Mechira, he has a bunch of reasons why he's against, and that's so, the Hetta Mechira, one of the reasons he writes there, because it's like the Chonim, you shouldn't give a Chanil a cock in Eretz Yisrael. So you can't sell it for Shvias to Eretz Yisrael to a guy. So it's like the Chonim. So according to that, and that's talking even today. Even going today. Not that going to have a desire. So Maisa Ladina, he argues on him. And Bechlal, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch says, Tam a goy. It's not Mechal between going to have a desire and not a desire. If there was a chilek, the Shulchan Aruch should have said such a chilek. Since the Shulchan Aruch didn't say a chilek, so Mele in all cases also. So this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman Tain is on, and Tzitzel Yezah. That the Torah Tamim writes that this din is not Zayin Amim is also Shver. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch and I brought down this din. Why? Because those the Gemara says in Brachas that Chavches Tamar Aleph, the Gemara says that Bosa Chayev Obelo Kalaylam. He is invited. Chayev came and he took all the guy in the world, mixed them all up. This country to this country, we don't know who Zayin Amim anymore, the Gemara says. We don't know anyone's Zayin Amim anymore. So, we don't know Zayin Amim anymore. Who's from Zayin Amim, who's not from Zayin Amim. So, the Chayyim said, we don't know who it is anyway. So, how can you say such a thing? And secondly, who says it means Dafkai Rabbi Zohar? Show me myself. Even Stamag guy, you can learn from his Maisim Arayim. You don't have to mention Dafkai Rabbi Zohar. So, Maisim Ladina, the Teretz from the Teretz from Tzitzeliezer, Teretz from Torah Tamima are very shver. The Tzitzeliezer says another Teretz. Says another Teretz. He says a chilek like this. There's a chilek between the Umma Shleima and Yechidim. If it's Yechidim, there's a Shash Amim and Maisav. Then that's when it's Asa. Oh, by Umma Shleima, it's Mutter. Why? Because it's together on the Spala Shleima Shomachos. And same thing, in the Nishmas Avram, in Yerdeya Kuftan Alf, Sifkan Alf, he quotes the same terms, the Shem of Rabbi Yosef. He wants some Tarat Sikashas. But Chayyim is still Shver, because he mentioned the Chazal of Meshabech, private Yechidim also. Dama Ben Nesina, the Rama Meshabech, Meshabech, Aristo, Estaro. We spoke about people inventions, where people are inventors, where Meshabech them, and other Yechidim that do the Maisim. We mentioned doctors and Reina, so if even Yechidim, they were Meshabech. So Nir Zaiti, a different Mahalach completely. Number of things I saw in the Achreinim. To Miyashiv, all six Kashas together. The Tzitzel Yeza, in that Tshuva, he has a long Tshuva. He happens to quote the Tshuva from the Sefer Nishmas Kolchai. Sefer Nishmas Kolchai is a Sefer written by Reb Chaim Palagi. The Palagi says like this. The Rambam says, Oishe Chav of Dovah Medivayim. So he says, that's talking dafka, something's miyuchat to the religion, or what they're talking about, or what they're doing. That's also. But something which has to do with the Torah itself, Some negate their religion and their things. That's also. But some is negate to Torah Gdasha, Moshe learning their chetz, that brings it close to Torah, brings the yid closer to Torah. Or if you learn some good thing from them, like the case of Gemara and Kedusha with Dom and Sina, Arhech and Kivra Avahim. So the Gemara says, Suva O Mahasa, Goy Echa Bilonav. What a guy, one guy did for his father. We should take learn an example from that. Kenda speaks out, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Nishmas Avram, he says, Negeya, the Mechaba, a different Mechaba. Interesting Mechaba. Mechaba says like this, Ein Meichim Lenachim Kli Zayin. You're not allowed to sell to a guy any weapons. Kli Zayin. Weapons. Kiven Shunesek Aradim. Since they can use it, they'll kill people, they can massack people, so you're not allowed to sell, Jews not allowed to sell weapons. So speaks out to Shach, over there, Sifkoni Gimel, we're in today, we're not like to sell, not like the Mechaba. We sell weapons to Goyim. Why? Because the Goyim are there, they protect us from our enemies. They can protect us from our enemies that come in to attack the city. So they save us also, because they're protecting the city. So Zoch the Dr. Tshuva there also, in Sifkoni Yotes, he quotes the Knesset Hagdolah. Knesset Hagdolah says, Lav Dafka Kli Zayin. It's not talking only weapons. Who are the chayas v'daivim? Animals, chayas, wild animals, daivim, bears, royas, and lions. Dani nami Kli Zayin. If you train them properly to protect the Yidin, to protect the city, that's also considered Kli Zayin. You're allowed to sell it. V'tichem lishmar, you have to protect the city, lishmar here, from their enemies. So maybe it's okay. So he ends off the Hakol Lufi HaMokon. So it says of Shlomo Zalman, if you see from here that anything to Te'elis Yisrael, it's Muta. And Shlomo Zalman says further, even if the Dr. Shalom is also no Yisrael Yisitim Emchein. And it speaks out the Ramban and Rashba and the Ramban and Rashba and Gittin Daf Lamechesim Aleph. And the Chidor being Zalman, this Ramban Rashba Ladina, Chidor is Machzik Bracha, in Arachayim, in Simreshin and Dalet, Sifkon Gimel, he says, Ladina, there's no Yisrael Sechonim, when a Yidah gets a Torah Sechonah from it, the person gets a Torah Sechonah, and the same thing speaks out, in Shul Shoyal Meshav, Tinyana, Chavik Beis, Seif Simen, Ayin Zayim. And Emerson, same thing writes to us, from Moshe Netshuva, from Moshe Netshuva, in Yordei, Chavik Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, he says, Yilatim Mechaber Nachri, the Tzarech Mitzvah of our course of Torah. You want to honor my dinner, I'll go at a dinner. At a course of Torah, he passed some legislation. They're good at national, good at it constantly. They're honoring this senator, that senator, that government official, Goyim. Why? Because at a course of Torah. In fact, in the Sefer, Melachim Umunecha, from Yitzhak Zilberstein, he has a thick Sefer Melacha on Amir Hakim. So he has a lot of interesting things in there. So one interesting thing I saw there in Perek Yudbei Sif Yud, he brings down even a Kuma. Kuma is a Galach, a priest. A Kuma. A Galach, right. Chayava, Yechayav Ti Makatoiv. Where do you find this? By Yonasim Ben Azir, Yonasim Azir. In this week's past week's Pasha, in Pasha Vayigash, in Perek Memzayim, Pasuk Habez, why? I mentioned Shabbos by Kiddush, I mentioned this Yonasim Mizil. Yonasim Mizil writes, why did by Adnas Kahanim, he did not sell the Adnas Kahanim. Yonasim did not buy the property, did not buy the land of Adnas, he let them keep it. Everyone else had to sell the land if they wanted to live and to get food. But Adnas didn't do it. Why did he do it? Zot Yonasim Mizil, Mitzah Koras HaTarif. What was that Koras HaTarif? That Koras HaTarif was that Eishes Potiphar said that Yosef Yatzadik did something to her, and they wanted to kill him. The high courts in Egypt wanted to kill him, and the Galachim did not believe it. They said Yosef didn't do anything. They trusted Yosef. They believed that Yosef said that he was saying the truth. Yosef didn't do anything, and they believed in him. So the Galachim told Pharaoh, told the court system, don't kill him. And they sent Yosef. So as a curse, a tithe, He didn't buy their piece of property. He let them keep their piece of property. So Sakar Satav Zakt Saif Lachim and Echa, you're allowed to do it. There's no Sechanim. How can you do it? Sechanim. And then you find my Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Makatov to Yisrael. Yisrael, before he was with Kaya, he was a Kayan Midian when he ran away from Parai. And Yisrael saved him. That was before he became a ger. And Chazal say, Hashabaser, Pesach Aveir, Nashe Chayvloi. And it's also brought down, interesting. So Marta Kasevich Hasidim in two places. And Sevich Hasidim says, in Simon Tov Shem Memvav, and also Simon Tov Kuf Pei Beis. He says, if a guy does a Taiva to a Yid, you have to say, and he dies, this guy was a close friend of yours, and he did you a Taiva, and now he died, you're allowed to say on him, Zechreinu Levacha, should be remembered for good. And also, there's a Ramah, interesting Ramah. Ramah says in Yerodea, in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin Sifhei, Nachrish Asur Chataiva, if a guy did you a favor, did you a taiva, muta laimalai, el akim yezacha, God should help you. Love you, abacha. I like sechanim. One thing. Also, in the Sefer Tzitz Eliezer, there in Eisdalet, that's him in Eisdalet, he's a daik from the Rambam. He's also a maisef, he's a daik from the Rambam. The Rambam says, I will im mechavim b'shvachai, if your intention is not mainly to b'shabech the guy, but you have a mind not to b'shabech the guy, but you thank your b'shem, look what a beautiful creature you created. That's muta. So if you mechaven to imayit to Rabbi Nisharam that he created a chachma with so much chachma, that he helps to help the whole world with his chachma, then it's also muta. So according to these insiders, you can answer all the kashas. What was the first kasha? Was from Dama Ben Asina. That was to teach us we should learn how to do Kibbut Aveim. What was the kasha of Gemara Brachas? B'Meshabech, the Modayim and the Pasayim. We could learn from them. How we should live our own lives. In fact, the Ben Yehuda, the Ben Ishchai, on that piece of Gemara says interesting thing. Why does the Gemara tell you this? So he writes like this. The Gemara tells you this to tell you a Yid should take Musa from this guy, a Kavachayma. If this guy is so nizer and dizen yanim, certainly Koshken Yid, I'm not a Rechacham. If they are going to doing it, we are not a Rechacham, we also should be able to do it. The Gemara in Shabbos, if Yehuda Ayma, we have a kashrak karsa toiv that we to make our lives easier to live without all the tithers. And sent in Rambam was a shabech ristaro. Why? Because we should know the kayach god of nevuah, how big nevuah is. And sent in shabech the chachma was oilam that they mechadish things in yoni refuah and other things of mada of chachma and so on. It's a te'elis not only for the goyim, but to tell us for Yidden also. So mail it out to Meshabeach, a rifle guy who does good operations and so on, that he does the good operations, you're allowed to Meshabeach him, and people should go to him. And also you're allowed to Meshabeach a worker, you have a Goyish worker, like sometimes you find a worker of the month or something like that, you're allowed to Meshabeach him. Why? Because then he works even stronger and even better. And a guy who says a good drasha, you're allowed to clap because that's Zaka Sholem. So all these deciders, you're allowed to. That's why in these cases, there's no Issa of Laisachanim, of Laisitim Chain. However, the only het I couldn't find was a Geya sports playing. Say, this guy's a good pitcher, this guy's a good, he hit the ball far away to Mishabechim. I couldn't find anyone, there's no Tehelis at all from it. So as Zachai Bechal, all these swans we said until now, so Chayra Pasha Shabiyasa. Well, let me finish. Let me finish. Go back to original Shaila. What was the original Shaila? It's a person allowed to enforce him every year, once a year, in the fastest shame of a guy. He does the ASIC time. So it's totally. If the show up to Ellis, for instance, he gets paid for it to enforce him it, he makes money on it, then there's no estima fasim. But if he saw not grab and tells from it, then staka asa. And the sefer, and I saw in the sefer, Lysachanim, he says a person who's a newspaper man, a reporter. Right. Reporter, he writes that straight articles, he calls itinai. Someone takes works for a newspaper, he has to be shabeach, he has to be careful not to shabeach goyim, unless he gets paid for it, or mokim eva, then it's mutzit to mishabeach them. If not, it's mamish good, it's come out like what Shlomo Zalman says, what says in Nishma Savram. Okay, now I'll take questions. Yes?
So, if the Kvalis Yisrael, there's no Yisra Lo Sechonim, what you mentioned earlier about, have to be a Chira during Shemitah,
yeah.
Then it would be able to sell.
There is no benefit, there are other Eitzes.
But there is there may be other benefits, yeah. But there is a benefit for a Jew not buying.
Yeah, but you have other Eitzes out. So you don't have to come on to that.
Jordan, Arab, you know, produce from Jordan or something, you want to buy Jewish produce product, that's a Kvalis Yisrael.
If I'm not mistaken, I think of Shlomo Zalman Tain is there in the Chazanish. I think so. I'll take a look.
Yeah. Rabbi, could be Lysa Khanim about Kaniya Karka doesn't have that answer. Because when I sell and go to my land, I'm getting paid.
Why not? It's the same posse.
I'm getting paid for it.
Huh?
I'm getting paid for it, so I'm making money. But Lysa Khanim on Kaniya Karka.
Could be. Maybe. Okay. I hear. It's a swara. Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah.
Okay. Some years back, a so-called consulting firm in New York did a asked a bunch of people, like 2,000 people, which shopping kosher shopping experience they liked the best. And he mentioned by name the kosher stores and a certain big box store that had the kosher section in it. Coming to the conclusion that the big box kosher store, the big box store with kosher elements in it, did the best, and then look and eye the others. Is that mutter?
I think so, to tell us.
Huh?
Why did they do it?
They look and eye the other small stores.
Huh?
The small mom pop stores that sell kosher.
No, maybe it might be a problem.
Question?
Yes. Might be a problem. Yeah.
Why did Rav say that it's a benefit? Are you publishing that this guy is the best worker? It's a benefit for other Jews who want good workers.
Yeah, it's a trellis. It's a trellis. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Publishing that this guy is the best in store or the best something, that's the trellis to even, so I know where to go. So I get a good deal.
See, Bechal, you mean Bechal?
Bechal.
That also, that's another reason. If it makes financial, there's another reason, then it'll be okay then, yeah. Right.
Do you have to wait for the guy to show
up? Christians we said it. Christians say, "I've got my desire." All Christians say, "I've got my desire." It's a tshuva miches alaza, and besides that, it's a taisus really. Taisus is a kasha. In the beginning of Masechta, the first time, one of the big taisus in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, it says in the Mishnah, you now do business 3 days before a holiday and 3 days after a holiday. So Taisus Akasha, so how do we do business with Goyim? So Taisus answers, meaning I'm saying B'Yadayim. But Taisus Akasha, how do we do business? Taisus was in France. France was a Christian country, even then. So you ask, how do we do business with them? See clearly they have their Zohar. The Rambam says clearly, Adumim, Heim, Oivdav, Adazar. And now Rambam is taken out. It says Kenainim. But the print in the Franco print, they put back the right way. Adumim. Adumim means Christians. All Christians are considered Avdei Avodah Zarah. We consider them all Avdei Avodah Zarah. They're no different than the Hindus or the other ones. It's no different. They're all the same.
Well,
it's us.
Huh? We're still on the business with them.
So the reason why we do business because meaning our same day, they're not real Avdei Avodah Zarah. So business, Taisus says, okay.
Doesn't Taisus say
Goyim are
not
in Sanhedrin? There's a Taisus in Sanhedrin like that and Taisus in Bechiris. However, the Nebi Yehuda learns that snapshot. It's not because, even though the Tzumen Shittif, it means the Gabi, this thing, it could be miracle. But Stamza, the Ksidai, where it is. Take a look in the Nebi Yehuda. The Pesach Tshuva brings it down in the Hechasa, where it is. Yeah.
Do you have to wait till the guy does you a good to praise him? I mean, if you have a new governor, you're not allowed to congratulate him before he does you any good?
If it's a Talis, he's strong in the long run, that'll be okay.
He hasn't done.
There's no Hakaras
Hatovim, Bob, because he hasn't done any good
for you. Huh? You want him to? You're plowing the fields. All right. When do you ever have this? Huh?
When do you ever have this?
in certain cases. I told you, sports people. Okay? I'm sure you're not happy to hear, but what can I tell you? Yes. I guess someone who sells baseball cards or sells seats in the, you know, maybe for them it's a talent, but Stamazoy, yeah, go ahead.
You can learn a lot from the sports too. You can learn a lot from the sports players too. How you work as a team, how you do things. You can learn a lot.
Regular white person doesn't learn nothing from it. Regular person doesn't know nothing from it. All he knows who's a good batter, who's not a good batter, and that's it. All right. Man, yeah.
I have a report that other than sports in general, because of the goyim are focused on sports instead of focused on us. So there are no sports.
Well, sports is the best thing to happen in America because I guess they're killing Eden.
Yeah, so
but doesn't mean you have to praise them.
But if I don't praise them,
who says they don't know if you praise them or not?
Yeah. They're not killing us. It's a bigger curse of time, huh?
Huh? I think you're carrying it too far. All right. I saw a Mardik Yishalmi. Also has to do with the Lesitim Chaim. Yishalmi says like this. M'sechtes Avodizara, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. I'll quote him. God likes Yisrael, like the God of Sanachis. Mishum Laisitim Lamchain. Someone's a hairstylist. He should not comb the hair of a non-Jewish woman because Laisitim Lamchain. So Tzemosh explains. Tzemosh says, he's like, Mabagadol San Hashem, Liapri Saisam. Someone who combs the hair of a woman to make them look nice, you're either Issa Daraisa of Laisachani, Laisitim Lamchain. That's Yishalmi. The Chayitz Mashma, that's not only us to Meshabeach or to Mechaviv, it's to Mechaviv them, like we're going to now, but the Shami goes a step further. You now to meet up with them, you now to make them look nice. That also is Nichol, and I see to Mechain. 1 second. So, Al Chayra, a doctor doing plastic surgery, he's only allowed to, according to this, he's now to plastic surgery, only on a guy. Only on a yid. On a guy can't do. And the guy should be also to manufacture cosmetics. What are the cosmetics to make them look nice? A dentist, right? He does his teeth. He does cosmetic surgery. Cosmetic work should be also. Same thing also to be a hairstylist. To a shetomacha, something like that. A shetomacha should also be also. Doesn't make a difference if he's doing it on a man or a woman. Doesn't make a difference.
Just on the body.
Yeah. On the body. We'll get to a second about that. Okay? All right. So. Just on the face. This makes the face look nice. All right. So anyway. So I looked high and low. And so, since you prepare a shir, there's always Siyata Dishmaya. So I found in the Sefer Tchumim. Sefer Tchumim has, I think, 37. Comes out every year. I think there are 37 volumes. In volume, the second volume, Tchumim Chelik Beis, in page 209, he says he asked this of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I didn't see anyone bring it down. Paladik. But he says he asked this of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And Shlomo Zalman says, told him that this issus only said if you do the Goy Bechinam, or you give it to cheaper than the regular price. But if you do it B'schach Kavur, it's Mutter. And there's a Shlomo Zalman Shitosai. That he says other things, it's B'schach, anything to Ellis, Yisrael, that's okay. And this I saw afterwards, the Chazaynish, in Simon Samachay, in Sifta, it says, Levevach Yisrael's Mutter. Like the Ramban speaks out in Gittin Lam Ches, they said, the Shachar Abba is the Tal, it's okay. He also be Mutter. And he calls you the same Chazaynish in Shvirs, in Simon Chavdal Aysalaf. I also saw, So to tell us, even to a stylist, you charge the regular price, or you charge a regular price, plastic surgery, so on, you don't give it to it for free, then the Chayesh will vote it. But you do it for free, Taka B'Yisrael, let's see, Tenochen, according to Yishalmi.
Question?
Let me, yeah.
Where's
Yishalmi in the Rav Chodim? Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes.
Okay. And did the Rav Chodim say it was a heter of Darkei Shalom?
Shalom Zalman says.
Where did that come from?
It's a Chiddush Gadol.
I mean,
it's a
chiddush gadol.
Right.
Two other short things I want to mention. Negei Leisachanim. We told him it's Leisachanim. I saw it brought down in the name of Chaim Kanevsky that he said that's also to Meshabeach a guy like Sitam Chaim that's only going on the person. But lives in a house. He has a beautiful house. Or let's say clothing, like you mentioned for clothing. That's not Negei. The Issa to say how nice this house is. How nice is the palace is, whatever it is. That's okay. This is only Shabbat the guy himself. So he's saying he's wearing a beautiful suit, whatever it is, a beautiful dress or something like that, then it will be no issa. Also, he quotes another thing. He says to Machalkas Rishainim, the issa writes the chanim. Is that Dafka? If you speak it out, or even you think like that. So he claims it's to Machalkas Rambam, and Chavedim. The Rambam, if you look through the Rambams we mentioned, we all mentioned now, is Bichav is speaking out. So if you just think like that, there's no Issa. However, the Chavedim says, this is us, even believe also it's us. Okay, now it's a question.
Is there a difference in Eretz Yisrael with the not Christians here? So there may not be the Gaim
there. There are a lot of Christians in Eretz Yisrael. Arabs, they're not. The Muslims, you're talking about Muslims here. Muslims. They're not out to avoid the Zohar.
Is it not a
fly
to them?
To sell land to them? Yes. They're goyim. They're still goyim. They're still goyim. Yeah, still us, you know, so.
Question?
Yeah.
What Moshe Katz asked, I don't think the Rav answered.
Well,
because he's talking about making a pretty dress for a woman. That's different than being Shabbat dress. Here you just like you're a cosmetician, you do make them pretty.
That's only on the body. It's only on the body. Only on the body.
Okay.
Yes.
What about somebody were to do pre on a goy?
Would be a problem. Make him look nice. Yes, me tattoos look ugly, but by them it's nice. If it's nice, then it's takasa. Oh, yeah. A few minutes. One more interesting shaila. Interesting story happened. Someone. Relative came from Chutz Lartz. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and as soon as he came off the plane, he went to visit family in Yam HaMelech. He has family there. They're in a hotel in Yam HaMelech, and he went to visit them. He finally arrives there late at night. He comes to the hotel room, and he sees they prepared for him a whole meal. And they said, "We prepared for you a whole meal because you're stomach hungry from the trip, from traveling all the way from Ben-Gurion Airport to the Yam HaMelech takes a good couple of hours, so we prepared for you a big meal." And they get a bus, a dog, and all meet him at Tamim. Where did they get this? In the hotel room. So he understood they took it from the hotel. So he says, "Listen, I can't eat from it. I'm not a guest. It's only people who are guests in the hotel. If you're not a guest hotel, I can't eat from it." So he asked him, "Why don't you eat?" So he told him, "The reason is, because I didn't pay for it." So he said, "If you don't eat it, it's going to end up in the garbage. What are you going to do with it? It's late at night. They're not going to serve it to anyone else. They're going to throw it straight in the garbage. So you're not going to go straight to the garbage." So the person who has the shayla, this ayach, this guest, he says, start thinking, if they end up in the garbage anyway right away, it's about tashis. So it's better I should eat it than end up in the garbage. So he came and asked the shayla, so he ate it. He came and asked his Libra Nightfly. So he came and asked the shayla, "Did I do wrong? And do I have to pay the hotel now for this whole meal that they gave me?" So Chayik Bingaraya from a Tayak Dasha and Pasha's Lech Lecha. It says, "By Yuriv Ben Raya Mikne Avram, Ben Raya Mikne Light. The Kanani Apriza Oz Yashir Baharitz." So Rashi speaks out, as Lashon Rashi. Fishahaya Rayav Shalait Rishayim. Marim Behemtam, the Sadas Achayim. They let the animals go on in the part of people's fields. Rayav Ram Achicham. And the shepherds from Avram were giving them Musa. Al Gezel, you're stealing. You don't go to the fields. They name him Nastar Art Avram. The land all belongs to Avram Avino. Velayang Yarish. He has no real Yarish. the light Yosha, and we're working for light. Veins are Gezel. So Pasuk says, Akas of Aimer, the Kanana, Pizzi, Osbaha, Yosha, Boretz. Zacha by Avraham Adayim. Avraham didn't get it. He didn't Yash, Yashin. He didn't Yash when he came to Eretz Yisrael. So you see that anything it's not his mamishes now, there's Issa Gezel. However, you could be Daichet Israel. You could be Daichet Israel. Because the Yidden only Yashin Eretz Yisrael only after they were 40 years in the Midbar, as many years later. Then only they came into Eretz Yisrael. But here we're talking right away. If he doesn't eat it now, it's going to garbage. He'll be about Tashkis right away. Maybe there's no Issa Gezel. However, it could be alive from another place. The Tariq Dasha says in Pashas Noach, V'ata kach l'cha mikom ha'echal asher yochal. Kach l'cha mikom ha'echal, you should take for you. Banshim told Noach, you should only take any echal that's kach l'cha. So, Safta, Elecha, V'ayu l'cha, lahem l'ochla. You should bring into the teva, take your own food, and bring it into the teva, and you'll be able to feed all the animals there in the teva. So the Mekliyaka speaks out. Why does it say Vata Kach Mikol? What's it Kach Lecha? So Zokta Mekliyaka Amadika thing, he says, it's Mashma, you shouldn't take from anyone else. They shouldn't think, Noach should not sing. Since, in tomorrow, they're all going to drown in the Mabo, and the Maimam will be Kola. So now I might think that you're allowed to take anything that belongs to them now. It's like Hefka. So Talmud Laima Kach Lecha Mishalach. Tari says, no. As long as that mom is yours, even though in a few minutes from now, in a few days, a day from now, it'll be all yours, doesn't make a difference. All be destroyed, doesn't make a difference. So you see, even a minute before the mabul came, it was us to steal. And even though everything goes even afterwards, doesn't make a difference. So also, the same thing also, this person who's the Ayrech, he cannot, it's us to eat, even though it's all the garbage, he's not allowed, it's us, it's the Gezel. And if he did eat from it, then he's mechuyev to pay what he ate, he's mechuyev to pay to the hotel.
By the marble, though, the omers weren't miyayesh. They didn't believe the marble was going to come. They didn't believe the marble was going to come, so they were miyayesh. On their hand,
They're not miyayesh, but betoys. That was betoys, that's all.
Okay, but the hotel has in mind, I'm not going to throw it away anyway. I'm not going to,
who? The hotel's not mine.
They don't expect anybody to come.
When they have, they don't want, they won't want, they'd rather go in the garbage, you're taking it. Yeah. Ask them, they'll tell you that.
They don't want people to stop coming,
everyone will start coming, or they'll have a bunch of guests at night time, no?
Yeah,
sure, they'd rather go in the garbage, you should get it. This is the mentality, they're mocked it.
Okay.
So make them test it, here for the Shiloh is together. Yes?
Question, I have a company that M&M Myers. If something doesn't come out right, they take all their stuff and they put it into a garbage dump. In other words, into a ground, they dig it up in the ground, and they bury it. So I asked him, why don't you give it out? He says, because we don't want to give out an inferior product. So if somebody would take that, they'd be over in Mr. Gisela?
Maybe. You have to ask them.
They're mocked, but not to give it
out. You're right, they're mocked, not to give it out. We tried, the Chetzvon tried to get from Jewel. They have stuff left over at night. They throw it on the garbage. We want to get it. We'll give it out to Aniyim. They won't give it to us.
It hurts their brain.
All right.
What? You don't want to get sued if somebody gets.
We're willing to sign a waiver. We'll sign a waiver. We take full responsibility. No one will sue you and so on. It's good stuff. Still half up became. They won't give it to us. Huh? They're doing it. I don't know. Maybe the lawyer tells them not to do it. Whatever. Huh? Huh?
It's tricky because of their brand and also that it becomes like the culture. People start thinking, they start being Mario Hefner on taking things.
I'll just wait until
later. Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure it's going to be left over.
Yeah, the Mario Hefner, that's how he thinks.
All right. Okay, shoes over. Okay, go.